Okay, today is Daf Kuf Ches. We are on the Mishnah, I believe, on Kuf Zayin on the base. So now we're going to bring the second din that Hanan said, that the Chachamim argued with him, and then we'll start the seven, right? Later on, we start the seventh, right? Seven things that Admon said. So, Hanan says, Misha halach l'medinas hayam. So someone went far away, went on a trip, and he left his wife in the city, and the wife complains that she doesn't have enough mazonos. So what happens? So guy gets up and feels rachmanos. He's a good Samaritan, and he gives her food. Right? Guy gets up and gives her food. Right? She didn't. The husband didn't ask. The woman didn't ask to borrow money. The guy just figured that he's loaning the money to the husband, and when the husband comes back, he'll convey the money back from the husband. So the claim would be, I paid off your chov to your wife, so therefore you pay me back. Chanan says, Ibed esav. The Mefarnes, the good Samaritan here, lost his money. The Baal is not chayv to him anything, because the Baal didn't, I guess the Baal apparently didn't get anything from him, right? Rashi says, Chanan Omer Yibedis Baal Osav, Shelo Amarti Lecha Halvein Vani Aparei. I didn't say, lend me, I'll pay you back. Aval, Rashi points out, aval, if he did specifically, aval im hilve es ha'isha ma'os le'mizonosel, al menashe teshalim lo, hu tovav, so she can, if he says to the woman, I'm lending you this money, and then she takes the money, then he can claim the money from her, and she, he tovas aval yishalim, and he can go claim it from him. Point being here, he doesn't make it specific, he just says it, he sends it to her, he loses the money. Basically, I guess they're saying here, there's not a real, they didn't really provide or anything. We'll just see Tosos in a minute. And Nechleku Allah b'nei Kohanim Gedolim.
Oh,
there's a difference between a mention and an obligation.
Right, but a normal decent guy, you would think he'd pay back.
But this guy didn't even leave his wife with money.
Right.
Okay. So Nechleku Allah b'nei Kohanim Gedolim. So the b'nei Kohanim Gedolim argued with Hanan and the Amru, and they say Yishava Kamahotzi. The man, the good Samaritan, should swear as to how much he paid to the woman. V'yitol, and he collected from the Baal, because a person is chayev to pay back somebody who pays off his debt. Amar Rabbi Dosi ben Horkinus Kedivreim. Rabbi Dosi ben Horkinus held like the b'nei Kohanim Gedolim, but Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai said Yafe Amar Hanan. Hanan was correct, or Hanan makes sense, and I'm not sure whether he passed like him or not, because Heiniach Ma'osav al Keren HaTzvi. It says if he put his mouse on the on the horn of a deer, meaning it's going to run away and it's gone. Right, because the tzvi runs very fast and you can't catch up. So the Keren HaTzvi, right? The Keren HaTzvi. I thought maybe because stuck is Keren Kayem, Aslam al Abbas, so it has to do with the word Keren. Like, why use Keren? So Tosos asked, the Hanan Omer Abu Ma'osav. Tosos says, well, what's the difference? Right, lekelek shuye, which means the question. They had the climbing law, what we established on Daf Pei. Hayore letoch sadei shochavero. If I go into your field, v'nato shelo berishus, and I planted, and I improved your field without your permission. I went in yorul nechassav. I went in to shamim lo ka'aris. Right, I get paid like an aris would get paid. You shamim lo, we give it this estimate. I don't know, we get paid everything, but you get paid a certain amount. Ulebonechor v'so shelchavero. You see in the Gemara above the Messiah, if someone builds a destroyed house of his friend, then no saying lo masha hehu masha hanu. You pay him. He gets some sort of payment. He gets some remuneration. And here Hanan says you don't get anything. You are aren't you providing him with some sort of benefit?
Who is it?
What?
He didn't ask him to do
it. So in these cases, you didn't ask him to do anything either. And the Gemara says in those cases you get paid. So why in this case do not get?
I go to your house. I paint your house. Okay, pay me.
So according,
you never asked me to.
So okay, so that's the question. That's a question on the Gemara and Daf Pei. We already saw that. If you go in, you benefit the guy's field. There's sort of situations there, but yeah, you get a certain type of payment. You provided him with a benefit. So why there do you get paid, and here Hanan says you don't get paid back, right? The Hasam. Interesting. Tosfos says the hasam hashvach be'enhu. It's the shvach, the benefit. It's tangible. You can see it. He built the house. He planted the tree. In this case, he painted the house. V'dinhu sheyito. Therefore, he could collect. Aval hacha. But here, just by paying back the loan, lo hishbiach lo shum shvach nechasim. He didn't make any tangible benefit into his what he owns. Elisha hitzilo migvias bal chovo. And he just saved him from a collection. Velo midi yavli. He didn't provide him anything tangible, I guess. V'havikim avriach arim in nechse chavero. It's as if he chased away a lion from your nechasim. The afal gav de mahane oso, even though you provide him with a benefit there, lo mischayev midi. Yes, it's a benefit, but it's not considered enough of a benefit to make a pay, for a payment obligation.
The wife is starving. What are you talking about?
Okay, but it's neither here nor there. That doesn't rise to the level, according to Tosfos, it doesn't rise to the level of obligating the recipient to pay back because there's no tangible benefit.
But the flip side to that is, in the case of Bezdin, in our case over here, Bezdin would provide for the person or make sure that she would be supplied for.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let her starve. Therefore, and he would be obligated to pay back Bezdin. Therefore, it should work the same way. I understand why it doesn't work the same way.
I say even more so. So this guy did nothing for him. Because if this guy didn't come up, Bezdin would have provided for me. So you did nothing for me.
No, he did. He helped out Bezdin instead.
Okay, so what Bezdin pay him?
Yeah, that's
but the Bezdin doesn't pay anybody.
So
that's why the guy says, why did you come and give my wife? You put it on the Karen at Tzvi. You lost your own money. My wife would have gotten the money anyway, so I don't owe you anything.
I understand why they said it. This case is different than somebody taking somebody's house.
It's different. And the poster says it's different because there's no tangible benefit. There is no tangible benefit.
I think it's different because he's standing in the place of Bezdin.
I didn't see that. I don't know.
Bezdin paid somebody back.
Maybe.
Why should we send money to your account, $1 million?
Right.
Where's the benefit? I don't see anything in my feet. My house is not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, that's what he's saying almost. Like
you have to show some sort of benefit in the property. Yeah.
That's a benefit,
That's not enough of a benefit that I'll make an obligation for payment, according to Tosos.
Why should the husband say, what are you mixing in? I told that guy to pay.
Well, that's exactly. According to Chanan, the husband doesn't have to pay.
What?
According to Chanan, the husband does not have to pay.
Right, no, but I'm saying according to the other.
Because you pay my obligation. They say if you pay off my obligation.
Who asked you? What?
Who asked you to come into my house? You told the other guy to pay. The other guy didn't pay. So instead of paying him back, you pay me back. What's the difference? Okay. That took longer than expected. Okay. So now...
What did you say?
We got a short Amud Aleph.
Yeah, but there's a lot to do. Tanan awesome. So we're going to bring a bright Mishnah. Mishnah from Nedarim. Hamudar Hana Mechavero. Okay, I say you're not allowed to get any Hana from me. Or either it's one way or both ways. Right, so I can't get any hanav from you. You can't provide me with any benefit. Rashi seems to indicate that also I can't provide you with any benefit. So what happens? What can be done? Shoka lo shiklo. I say yes, you can't provide me with any benefit. Nevertheless, you still can pay my chatzi shekel obligation, my master shekel obligation. Pareya eschovo. You can still, on my behalf, in other words, you can do these things and not violate the neder. If you pareya eschovo, you can pay off my debt. And machshilo avedoso. And if you find something that I lost, you can return to me. Meaning these three things are not considered getting hana from the person who you said you can't get hana from you. But let's say there's some places where when you return the obligation, there's some sort of par, some sort of schar for the work, because of Hashem Saveda, or maybe your opportunity cost that you lost wages. So what do we do with that schar? Because I can't pay it to you. So tipol hana lehekdesh. So that schar, that hana, that whatever that small amount is, that goes to hekdesh. That has to be given to hekdesh. Rashi says tipol, less wide line on the top. Hanias haschar lehekdesh. Shere shnehem modrim b'hana zemizeh. Rashi says that he can't get hana from me. I can't get hana from him. So he can't get hana from me. So I can't pay him for finding my object. But now, therefore, what? But I have this money that's supposed to go to him. So I'm getting hana from keeping the money. So Rashi says you give it to Hekdesh. Tosfos says that maybe it's only one way that. Right. Not for now. We'll skip that Tosfos. So, okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, try to go through, try to figure out why these things are not considered hana. So, Bishlama, Shokalo, Shiklo, I understand when Yossi is going to pay off my matzah's shekel obligation, because mitzvah ka'avid. He's only doing a mitzvah. He's not doing anything for my benefit. He is just getting the benefit of a mitzvah, but I'm not getting any tangible benefit. Why? Because the Tanan, the Mishnah Shkalim says, Tarmin, when the Kohanim or when the Hekdesh takes the money that's from the Lishka to pay for the Karbanos, even if I haven't given, according to Rashi, now, even if I haven't given my master's shekel yet, I'm still going to get credit for it. Right? So he says, Tanan Tormim Ala Avud, let's say somebody sends his master's shekel to somebody else and he loses the Kesef, the Al HaGavoy, meaning I gave it to the Shliach and it hasn't reached the Beis HaMikdash yet, and Ala Asili Gavos, and something in the future is going to be brought. Rashi says, Vafilo Nigva La Afar Mikan, even if in the end it's never collected, Yesh Lo Chelek V'Trumah V'Karbonos, Ela Shechiser Mitzvah, I still get the benefit of the Karbonos. I just am lacking and I did not do my mitzvah of Master Shekel. So Nimsa Schar Mitzvah Notain. So what happened? You paid my Master Shekel. Did it benefit me in any way regarding the Karbonos? No, because I would get credit for the Karbonos anyway. What happens? So I didn't do the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. You didn't give me any hana. So therefore that's permitted. Tosos says it differently. He says it can't be. Tosos says it can't be that if, like Rashi said, that in the future the master shekel doesn't reach the hektish anyway that I'm in. How can that be? That means no one will pay it. Forget it. It's, you know, it's the free rider syndrome you learn in economics. Why should I do it? Someone else is going to do it, and I'll get the benefit anyway. Why should I vote? Enough people will vote, and we'll be done with.
It's like the anti-vaxxers. They don't have to vaccinate. Everyone else is vaccinated.
Right. So he says, so look at Tosos of the Masko Allah Asid in the last three lines. It's three lines before the Tosos Hamani Hanan. He says, Nir Lefarish Ala Avod. What does Ala Avod mean? Shabali de Gabai Ve'Avad. It got to the Gabai and it got lost. Ve'al Gavoy Be'yad HaShliach Ve'ne'avad Me'yad HaShliach. And it was lost from the Shliach. La'achar Shenitma HaTruma. It was after he gave the truma. Di never kovet shenitma truma, because if you did it, if he never gave it, if his master shikah was lost before he even gave it to the shliach, so then chayavim balim ba'achrayus, then the owner would have, he has a chrayus to pay for it. Vala asi ligvos, what does that mean? Sheyavoli de gibo ilasof. It must be that he's coming to be collected. Vahada amar hacha shokalo es shiklo, and here the focus is going to be on the first two things. Rashi focused on the last thing. Focus on the first two, which is ala avud and ala gavoy. In those things, if I gave it to somebody and it's lost, and it gets lost, I no longer have the achrayas to pay it back. The lo machayev v'alim achrayas. So in that case, it must be if I already gave it and it got lost, all right, and then you give the master shekel for me, you didn't provide any benefit. Because I already gave it, I had no achrayas. According to Rashi, even if I didn't give it, you didn't provide me any benefit. According to Tosos, if I didn't give it yet, you are providing me with a benefit. So that's the machlokas Rashi Tosos over there. Okay, so this week quickly again, Bishmo Shokolos to Shiklo, Mitzvah Avilatan Torman, Avav Yalagavav Yalashid Lagavos. Again, also Masulo Vaydos. So I also understand why that is not considered a Hana, which would violate the Neder Nami Mitzvah Avil, because you're doing a mitzvah. You have to return it. What are you doing? It's his mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehenos gano, I guess maybe you can say. You're just doing a mitzvah. You're not providing me with anything. Others point out, so what? But you're still giving me back my thing.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim pointed out, I think it was the Ritva pointed out, that but you're providing me with hana from my object, not from any of your object. So they're doing the action that you did was the mitzvah. What am I getting hana from? From my object that I lost, that you're returning for me. But the returning itself is the mitzvah, and the hana is coming from my object. All right, I'm going to splice it nicely to do that. Okay, that's all going to be the darim. I'm going to have to try to splice like that. But, Ella Porelo Eschovo, paying back the loan. What do you mean paying back the loan? Ha, kam mishdar shile. You gave me hana, and I no longer have to pay back somebody else. Right, so why is it moda if I can't get enough from you, I take a nether and you pay off my mortgage, what are you talking about? That's a pretty big benefit. That's the question. So Gemara says, so how do we answer this Mishnah? So Amar Rav Oshia, ha money, who is this like? It's Hanan. This goes according to Hanan. It's very Rashi, I find very difficult. The Amar who says, Ibed Esma Osav. Rahanan said that if you pay back somebody else's loan, you lost your own money. Therefore what? You still provided me. Why not? I still got a hana. You paid me back my loan. I just don't have to pay you back.
It's a different person.
Right. I owe Yossi $1,000.
Right.
You pay Yossi $1,000.
Right.
So
Yossi got enough.
But Yossi's not the neder. I have a neder from you. I'm not going to get benefit from you.
Right.
You pay Yossi back my $1,000. Somehow I did not violate my neder now because I didn't get any benefit.
Right. But you got enough for my $1,000.
So it's a problem. But I got to know that you don't have to pay me back. I don't have to pay him back.
So
So Rashi says,
it's Mishita Chana. That's exactly what he says in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but there is Hana. So granted, I don't have to pay. Hanan only said I don't have to pay you back.
You're
confusing two things. Hanan said I only don't have to pay you back.
Right.
But I still get Hana from it.
So what?
But then how am I not violating my neder?
The owner of the
Mishnah,
the Baal of the Mishnah, got Hana from it. His wife was taking care of it.
But there's no neder there. You're conflating two issues.
What?
We're asking a question on the Mishnah brought down. Our Mishnah brought down that the Mishnah brought down that if I take a neder, then I can't get Hana from you, and you pay me back my loan, it's not violating the neder. Why not? Granted, I don't have to pay you back, according to Hanan, but I got benefits, I don't have to pay back the other guy either. Think of Rashi. Rashi says,
I think it's exactly
not even close, because Hanan is talking about, Hanan is talking...
You're just throwing in the Shvuah to try and mix it up a little.
I'm not throwing it in, that's the question we're asking. That's the Mishnah, it's not awesome.
I understand it. Don't give me the Shvuah. Why is the Shvuah? Because...
What Shvuah? Neder.
What Shvuah?
No, no. Different thing.
No, I agree with
you. Different thing.
Right away, I read it as
Hanan's
Shita.
But how... So I don't have to pay him back.
Because you're looking at the exact...
But he just took away... So you can say, you can give an answer. Maybe it's because there's no tangible benefit, because...
Exactly.
Okay, but... Okay, maybe. So I think that's how Tosos may say it. So Rashi says, Mishtar Shilei Marvicho, Hanan Hudamar Ibim Osav, Zesha Parnas Ishto Chavero, right, this guy who pays off my, you know, pays for my wife, Vineskavin L'Shem Halva, Sheyishan Lo Baila, Ibim Osav, he lost it, V'en Yacholomer Lo Eschovasach Parais L'Shan Lach, I don't owe you any money. It's fine. So over here, V'hua Dinami, the Kol Chov She'alav, every Chov that somebody has, V'amar Chavei Riparo, and my friend goes and pays off my loan, V'zel Lo Amar Lo Hilveni, and I never told him to do that, Eino Chayev Lo Klum, I'm not obligated to pay him back. V'keva, and therefore what? V'keva di'ilu pare l'shem halva. V'keva di'ilu pare l'shem halva. Lav halvahi, it's not considered a loan. Ki pare nami l'shem mechil lo midi avli. He didn't give him anything. He did.
But he paid back any loan. He had no loan with that guy.
Right, but you paid him back for me.
Yeah, but I don't get anything from it because it wasn't...
But I'm not allowed to get benefit from you.
You have the benefit.
But the Mishnah says it doesn't count as violating the neder.
Yeah, exactly.
But why? You provided me the benefit. Okay, you're on my side. Okay, so Tosel says... Tosel's Dimaster, hi, Mani. He says, Ho'el v'kein she'eno... Right, see the Tosel's? Ho'el v'kein she'eno yochel atel l'tovo mimeno. Since now I can't you can't claim the money from me because who told you to pay me back, right? Afo pisha mikol mokol mahano. Even though he does get a benefit because I now the benefit being I don't have to pay back Yossi she ain't sarach l'sham l'chomo mishum hachilo mitzar. That doesn't count because she ain't elo grama bialma. It's not a direct benefit. It's an indirect benefit. I'm not getting a direct benefit from you paying him back. You pay him back. Basically, it's a distinction between a direct benefit and a benefit as a result of your action. It's not a direct benefit.
Boy, that's splitting
you didn't
hairs.
Give me. You didn't. You very much splitting hairs. You didn't.
That's got to be splitting.
You didn't give me. You didn't give me money. That's a direct benefit.
You
gave somebody else money, and then that, and in lieu of me giving the money, but and that relief is not considered a direct benefit to violate the neder.
And that's not splitting hairs.
It certainly is. Certainly is. It's all semantics. Okay. That's that Tosos. Then no, you don't want to Tosos. Tosos has a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not true. Rashi said that Hanan's shita is across the board. Hanan's shita is that if someone pays back what I owe, then I don't owe him. Rabbeinu Tam says Hanan is only specific to the case of the Mishnah. Only in the case of where the guy paid for the wife's mizonos. But simply, if it was a case where you paid off my loan, I would have to pay you back. So then he has to explain the Mishnah as being specifically that case. That's the shita. What?
That's hard to say.
Well, it's easier to say because you don't have the problem we had about Hanan about the benefit of trying to say this indirect, direct benefit. And then here we have to say, like you said, well, the court would have paid back anything. You didn't provide me anything. Right, that's how, right?
The court doesn't take, the court seizes your property, you know?
Right, and what he says also, Tosas brings out, it's not certain that the woman would have to borrow money. Maybe the woman would have been in such a situation, she would have gone to work or done something. There's no certainty, Tosas says, that you, so that's why Hanan.
There's no certainty in a case where we only have a little bit of we only have this much information in an entire case.
Oh, it's good, it's flavored. Okay. But Rabbi Amar, and Rabbi says, no. Remember, our question was, the question was this Mishnah that said, I take a nether from Yossi that I can't get a nether from him, and it says that Yossi can pay back my loan. Right? Or the example of how you paid back the loan. But Yossi can pay back my loan, and that doesn't violate the nether. So one time we said it was because it's Hanan, because it's not direct benefit based on Tosos, it's this indirect causality of it. It's not a direct result of the direct benefit. But Rabbi Amar, Avinu Tamar Rabbanon, even you say that this case is Rabbanon, we'll make it Ukimta. Right, the hachav ma'iskinon shelava amanah shelo lifara. I had a perpetual loan, essentially. Guy lent me money, but I don't have any payment obligation. So you. I don't know what type of loan. Isn't that a gift? Okay, yeah. So, right. And therefore, when you paid it back, what'd you do? You didn't provide me any benefit. I never would have had to pay it back anyway.
No, this is by a certain date. You have to pay it back.
Right, let's see what Rashi says. I feel tamer rabbana the Amri Chayev afish lo malohoveni the gabi sharcho. He says of a hacha the katani poros chovov b'shalava zetchila hava min almava minash shelo lipara ad sheyirtze lo.
Until I want
to pay you back. It's an open-ended loan. So yuchal hanosh lelachso hilchach lav. So I can just push you off. I'm not ready to pay you back now. I'm not ready to pay. It's a perpetual loan essentially. Yeah, but there's no principal payment date. There's an obligation, but there's no principal payment. Eventually, they'll refinance it for a lower rate. But Hilkach lav midiyavili. So when you paid him back, he didn't do any benefit for me, right? Because who says I was ready to pay you back now?
Right, it's true. Yeah, but you are getting a benefit. The guy's not going to come to your door anymore. That's it.
But you never intended to benefit.
We'll get to that again. I think what we have to do, and I totally sympathize with you. I think what we have to do is realize that there's something that's called benefit, and there's something that rises to the level of benefit that makes you violate the nether.
So this is really a case that somebody comes over and says, lend me $100, I'll pay you back. He says, okay, here's $100, pay me when you have it.
Right, exactly. And then, Yoni comes and pays back for you. And you say, Yoni, you didn't do anything for me. I didn't have to pay you back yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're out the money. Okay, so now that's what I was going to ask, why each one didn't hold like the other one. So, to explain, Bishmar, Rabba Loma Kravoshi, I understand why Rabba tried to make the case into the Sukimta of this perpetual loan, because he didn't hold like Ravoshi, because he wants to establish the Mishnah Nedarim like the Majari, like the Chachamim. So, Bishmar, Rabba Loma Kravoshi, Timokim La Kiravanon, right? Because Rabba Ravoshi only says that the Mishnah goes according to Hanan, to an individual. Therefore, Rabba explains it in a way that it goes according to Rabbanon. El Rav Oshia, my time alo amakarava. Why doesn't he hold like Rava? Tell like Rav Oshia make the sukkimta, and therefore it goes according to everybody. So he says, because Amalach Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia is going to say nihida hana lesle. You're right, ain't hanami. I didn't get any hana from the actual distributing of the money because I never had to pay it back. However, he sufa mi lesle. Wait, now like you said, well, this guy never's going to have to bother me anymore. Right. So according to the Rabbanan, that would be sufficient enough hana. That hana would rise to the level of violating the nether.
Right.
So that's what he's not going to establish. And the next lines in the Mishnah, Hasanami Isle Hana by he anad metsumine, most Rishonim take out. But the idea being, we'll look at Rashi, Kisufa Milesle, the Kamikseth min Malvatamid. I'm always going to be embarrassed walking the street, knowing that I owe this guy. You know, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that situation. But when people borrow money, sometimes they're embarrassed to see the person who lent them the money. Hilkach im Rabbanon he, if it was Rabbanon, the Amri Le'el Chov Lova Almanas Lefroa, the Parachaveir Bishvilo Chai Lashalem, the Kabimoda Na Mechila Hiva Asir, Kilova Almanas Lefroa, Nami Hanahi, there's still Hanai here. Umechila Machin Gavi Asir, right? But I don't know what that means, but he says there's Hanah here. But Hanan, so why is there no Hanah? So even, why is there no Hanah for Hanan in that case? Hava Hanani, the Mishnah is like Hanan. Ubein bechova omer lipora or liforeya, ubein ba omer shelo lifroa, less legave midei. There's nothing. Velav mechila he. There's no mechila here. The alpha got the stick of periomi tzufa. Even though he paid him off, even though there was kisuf, there's nothing here. You have to explain what guy. According to Hanan, there is no kisufa. Why? Why could there be one? There is kisufa. According to Hanan, there's no kisufa. I don't know. The bottom line is, we should see that the we basically had a question from a Mishnah that said that if I take a neder, that I can't get another from somebody, and that somebody pays off my loan, the Mishnah says I didn't violate the neder. So Rav Oshia says that goes according to Shita Hanan, because there isn't enough benefit there, because you didn't do anything for me. According to Tosas, there was no tangible benefit. According to Rava, he says that this Mishnah is going to Lecholodeos, but it's a specific Kimta, where the case was, where it was a perpetual loan, where there was no actual due date, and therefore when you paying me off did absolutely nothing. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now we're going into It's fine. These Gemaras are harder because you understand exactly what the Gemara says, but like you have kashas on the Gemara. So the next Mishnah goes into Admon. Admon's going to say seven things that the Chacham are going to argue. Obviously, he's not going to say only things that revive the Ksubos because we're going to eventually get to all the Eretz Yisrael Agadah, so he must be saying some other stuff as well. But here, he talks more about the Chalukas Nechasim. Okay, so this is brings us back to a member of Takanas Usha. Admon Omer. Admon said Shiva. Admon says Shiva. Admon was Shiva. He said seven things, and the Chacham argued. Number one, Mishemes. Individual passes away, and he leaves over sons and daughters. Bizman shanachasim merubim, if there is sufficient money in the estate, what's nachasim merubim? We'll see what motam is. Bizman shanachasim merubim, banim yarshim, the sons yarshim, they inherit everything. Vehabanos nizonos, and the daughters get fed from the sons. They have to pay them. But in nechassim mu'atim, if there is a small amount of nechassim, Rashi's nechassim mu'atim are mefarish b'vavasra she'ein bahen parnasos shneimasar chodesh l'zachar menkevos. It's not enough for a 1 year supply for all the kids, right? So that's nechassim mu'atim. So then habaros yizonu, the daughters get the mizonos first. The spoil about the sons. V'habanim yichazru ha'pesachim. Let the sons go beg. Right? Oh, it's not fair. The girls don't get anything. No, the girls are taken care of first. And if it's left over, then the sons get it. They go over. But that's if there's not enough mizonos. But Admon Omer, Admon says, I don't like that. That's reverse discrimination. Admon Omer, Vishvil Shani Zachar, because I'm a male, his sadity, I'm going to lose out. I'm going to get less than I'm the guy. I'm supposed to get more. Right? Why should I lose out?
It's easier for him to work than
the
girl.
But so what? The Torah says I'm supposed to get it. Just because it's easy for me to work, I'm going to lose. I mean, you're going to abrogate the Torah law? Who says you can abrogate the Torah law?
Because if you're going to ask the girl to work, she won't be able to do anything. At least
but the Torah said, the Torah didn't take that into consideration. The Torah says, I get my Yerusha. Right. Okay?
It's a love hunt.
So, that was a different scenario. There were no sons there. Right.
There were no sons.
There were no sons by that case.
They had to go out
to Shiloh. So, exactly. So, Amr, Admon. Rabbi says, Admon makes sense. The question is whether you're paskin like that. Right? Rashi said, Tosfos says,
who's arguing on Admon? I don't get it.
The Chachamim.
What do they say? What case is
Merubim?
What case is
Muatim?
What's the case?
Nachasim Muatim, Abonos Yuzonu, Vavanim Yechazru al Pesachim. Abba says, why? Because I'm a male, I have to go, I lose out? He doesn't agree with that.
Oh, so Admon argues.
Yeah, it's Admon.
What does he say? The boys always get.
I should get my Yerusha.
What?
I should get my Yerusha. Yeah. Tosfos says, Afagav the Amr Lakamon, even though we're going to say later on, that Kol Mokam Shomer Begamlio Roa Ani as Dibre Admon Alach Kamoso. Usually, when Rabbi Gamliel says, I see Admon's side, we pass him like him. Omer Ben Tam, the less Hilchus Gova Sebaha. We don't have this, it's not like him over here. The whole Sugi of Gemara about Takaras Usha is not like this. We have the whole Sugi in Daf Mem Gimel that discussed this. So we pass him not like Admon. Okay, so my comment, what does it mean when Admon said, oh, I'm a male? And I should get it. So for Amr Abaya, Abaya says, Hach Kamar. This is what Admon said. Bishvil Shani Zachar. Because I'm a guy, the royal laws of the Torah, and I have the mitzvah to learn Torah, hefsadati? Meaning, I don't know what that means. It means that because I have this mila of learning, I'm going to lose. It's like the mitzvah of Lima Torah just defines the person. You can learn over here that means that the girl does not have the mitzvah of Lima Torah. So Amr Li Rava, so Rava says, wait a second. Man da asim Torah, what does that mean? Man da asim Torah, who do yares? The guy who learns, he gets Yerusha. Man da lo asik lo yares? The Torah makes no distinction between whether or not you're a Talmud Chacham or not. You're the son, you get Yerusha. So what does that have to do with anything? So El Amr Rava, Hach Amr. This is what Admon said. Bishvil sha'ani zachar. I'm a zachar. V'roi li yares ben nechassim merubim. I therefore I'm supposed to get. I get all the nechassim. The nechassim rubim. I get everything. So now all of a sudden, the nechassim watim, I get nothing. Where did my power go? Where did I lose it? Basically, is what he's saying. Right. That's what he says. I had such a power. Where did my power go? When the nechassim murabim, I get everything. And now also does the Chacham watch I get nothing? Where did my strength go? Right. So, but according to Tosos, we pass in like the Chachamim in that case, that in the Chacham watim banos nizonos, and the banim are yichzru al psachim. Next Mishnah. This is the second halacha of Admon that the Chachamim are going to argue on. Okay. So we know all the case that this case is talking about a modu b'mixas hataina. Right, min haTorah modav mixed tatayna by metalchlin, meaning if I am towing from you that you owe me 2 cups, or you owe me $100, and you only admit to part of it. No, I only owe you 1 cup. I only owe you $50. You pay me the what part that you admit, and take a shvua that you don't owe me on the other. So that's a shvua de oraisa. So hatoin es chavero kade shemen. I say, Yossi, you owe me 10 barrels oil. Off oil, 10 barrels of oil. Kadeh Shemen. V'hodeh b'kakanim. And you say, you know what, Michael? I owe you the barrels, but I never borrowed oil. They were empty barrels. I owe the kakanim. So Adman Omer, so Adman says, Ho'il v'hodeh b'mixas latayna. You were modeh b'mixas. I asked you, basically, he's saying that the claim was, it was a separate claim. You owe me barrels with oil, and you only claim, and you only admit to barrels. Therefore, you pay me back the barrels and take a shua about the oil. So to hold over, hold it makes a tiny you shava. What?
Do we get my deposit back when we return the?
Did you give me a deposit? So you get it back. But Chacham say no. Ein ho does hamixas min a tiny. What you're admitting here has nothing to do with what I claimed. I claimed 10 barrels full of oil, meaning the claim is on the oil, and you're admitting that you owe me barrels. So okay, you're denying the whole claim and admitting something else. So you can pay, maybe the halacha is you have to pay me back the barrels, but you don't take a shul on the other stuff. It's a kol for b'kol case. Right? And he says, Ein ho does mix us in minatayna, because basically, Chachamim viewed as two separate claims. I lent you 10 barrels, and I lent you the oil that filled up the 10 barrels. And you just say here, I owe you the barrels,
yeah,
which means I never borrowed oil. It's not minataina. It's not modu mixus. I mean, I admitted one claim and I denied the other claim. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Gamliel, says roa ani is divrei Adon. Here he says I agree to Adon as well. So basically, we can go now to try to figure out. Basically, we can go into hilchos modu mixus. We have to make you have to be modu min hataina. So what's the case now? So Shemami no, we learn from the Mishnah, from the Rabbanan who said that in this case there's pater from a shua. When you say pater, that means it's not modu mixus, right? You still have to pay back what you admit, but it's pater from a shua. It's not a case of modu mixus. So therefore, they viewed it as two separate claims. So therefore, you see from the Rabbanan that if the case was ta'ano chitin v'seorim, you owe me wheat and you owe me barley, v'hodeh v'seorim, and you say back to me, I owe you seorim, meaning I admit to the seorim, right? So pater. You would say that you're putter from Mudah Mixas because it's two separate claims. You owe me chitin, you owe me seorim. And you said, I owe you chitin, I don't owe you seorim. So it's not Mudah Mixas because you're looking at them as two separate claims. Whichever one it was. I said it wrong. You're right. I said it wrong.
It's two minim.
It's two separate minim, two separate claims.
Right.
So to you, to the Rabbi Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that's going to be a kasha on Shmuel. The Amar Rabbi Nachman or Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Ta'ano chitin v'sa'orin v'hod lo be'echame hen chayav. And he views it as one claim. When I aggregate the claim, you look at it in the aggregate. It's one claim. The Chachamim say, you look at it two separate claims. But he's a raya from the Mishnah that the Chachamim argue on Shmuel. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, no, it's not a kasha on Shmuel, because our Mishnah is going to be a different case. Because our Mishnah is Bitoano Mida. I claimed not the barrels, I claimed that you owed me the amount that fills up 10 barrels. Bimida. Look at Rashi. Bitoano Mida. Verse Rashi in the Gemara. Lo tavi menu kan kanim. I didn't claim barrels. Ela shemen hifkanti etzlecha. I lent you oil. Umay kadeh shemen the katanim as nisan. And what does it mean kadeh shemen, you know, the katanim that the Mishnah mentions? It's midah, it's the measurement. Malay asara kadeh shemen. The havelei tano chitim odlo sorim. It's like if I lent you 10 cups of oil. Not the cups themselves, but the volume of 10 cups of oil, 10 barrels of oil. So therefore what happens in the case? And you say, Tomchaveru Kadesh Shemen, Vahodala Bikankanin. It's nothing, because I say I lent you oil, and you say, no, you lent me barrels. So I'm not even addressing your claim. Right. That's why you're potter.
Right.
Because it's not even a moment, it's not just a claim. So if it's two totally different objects, I'm claiming A and you're admitting to B. So then what's the problem? You're talking my time with the Admon. Right. So what's Admon say? This is the moment that makes us. So that can't be the case, because an Admon makes absolutely no sense. So Ella Amarava, Rava says no. It's going to be semantics. The Kule Alma, both according to Admon and according to the Chachamim. The Kule Alma. Hecha de Amar Lei. If the Toveya says to the Nitva, Milo Asara Kadesh Shemin Yeshi B'Barcha, I have the amount of 10 barrels of oil in your pits. So that lashon is mashma shemen. That's clearly that he's making a claim for the oil. Shemen katoin le mikankanim lo katoin le. He's only making a claim for the oil. If he says asara kadei shemen meleim yeshli etzecha, I have 10 barrels full of oil in your house. That's a claim for both shemen mikankanim katoin le. Right. The first one is that he said the shemen that fills up 10 barrels, and now he's saying I have 10 barrels worth of shemen in your property. So that's the claim of both. That's then he's definitely making the claim of shemen v'kakanim katoinle. What? Because he's saying I have in your house 10 barrels full of oil. I'm putting everything together.
How do you know he's not asking for the volume?
Because if he was asking for the volume, he would say, I would have had 10, I would say I have 10, to fill of 10 barrels. Right. But the case is, ki pligi, the machlokas is going to be, hechad amrele, our case is, asara kade shemen yeshlechi eslecha. He says it differently. Here he says, because there he said, asara kade shemen meleim, 10 filled barrels. Now he's just saying, I have 10 barrels of shemen by you. What does that mean? Does that mean I have 10 barrels and I just have the volume of 10 barrels? Or do I have 10 barrels with the shemen? That's the machlokas. So Adman Omer, Adman says, Yesh b'loshon hazeh l'shon kankanim. This includes the kankanim. So it's one claim of oil and barrels together. If you admit on just the barrels, it's a modem mixes case, you have to take the shua. But Rabbanan Savrin, Rabbanan Hol, aim b'loshon hazeh l'shon kankanim. That does not include the kankanim. Therefore, if I admit barrels, who's I'm not asking for barrels. You admit barrels, nothing to do with my oil claim, so there's no modem mixes. Okay, so the Gemara says, all right, if that's the case, I'll ask again. Ela taima, the reason why, according to Chacham Yopatcha from a Shvui here, is because the aim b'loshon hazeh l'shon kankanim. Because in the loshon of the claim, there was no claim made for barrels. You admitting barrels has nothing to do with my claim. You can't cause it more than mix us. Had there been a situation where barrels are included in the claim, so then chayev, you would be chayev. So therefore, that would be a kasha on Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Because the Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because basically if Yomar is saying, based on this, if I make a claim for both barrels and oil, which are two separate distinct items, but I make it in one claim, we aggregate them. So that's a kasha now on Rabbi Abba, who says, Tanuchitim Musorim, Vaholo Be'echem Ehem Potter. He says, you don't aggregate two separate items. You only aggregate the same item. Every time I say, if I say, you owe me, I don't know, you owe me orange juice and milk. And I claim, and you say, no, I only owe you orange juice, you're Potter, according to Rabbi Abba, because it's two separate claims. But according to what we just seen now in the Chachamim, it's one claim if you put them all together. But that has a big difference in halacha.
You put them on
the shul. Because you have to pay back what you admit.
The Dorim is about semantics.
How about like, I don't know, it's stupid. I lend you 10 falafels, okay?
Right.
And you said, no, you just gave me 10 pito.
Right.
So is that, the falafel included?
Okay, so that goes, so the court will determine what the lashon. Is it, in other words, does the falafel mean that you got it with the pizza? What about the Israeli salad? Does it come? Some people don't like Israeli salad. What about the pickles? If people put fries on it, so maybe it means everything. I don't know. So that's a question. Ketchup, tahina, whatever. So you have to do the research to figure out what the lashon is. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Ashi, no, it's different. He says it's different because Nase Kemisha Ta'ano Rimon Bikliposo. So it's similar to saying, if I claim that you borrowed a pomegranate from me, that includes the skin, the shell, right? So I claim that you ordered 10, that it was 10 barrels of oil.
Well, now they sell the seeds separately.
They do?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Pomegranate seeds is a big item. It's expensive too.
Really? What do you do with them?
Salads. They go with salads, and you don't want to manually do it yourself. Oh, it's going to stain. Yes.
Where are you guys? You haven't seen their pomegranate seeds?
Yes, my friend. Watermelon fish.
What the hell me have here? Now he's quiet.
So Amr of Sin Barashi, Nasa Kimisha Tana Rimona Bikliposo. The oil in the barrel is the same thing. It's the same thing, so therefore it's one claim. Ah, you can tell me question. So Chitim and Sarah are two different things, but the oil in the barrel is the same thing. So he says, no, it's not. So Masle Ravina, Rimon below Kliposo, low Minta, or Shemin Minta below Kankanin. You can store oil without in barrels, you can put it in the wells. There are other places to store oil. You can't have a Rimon without its, it's not the seed, it's the Kliposo. It's the shell.
Well, so how's he getting it?
What?
Go collect
okay,
all
so that, but that doesn't mean I claim on the drugs.
I
have to use the drugs to collect. So what? But the Shem is still extant without
it. It's my
it.
Jug.
It is.
Maybe
I can use my own jugs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Go bring the jugs and fill it out.
But I don't. But that doesn't mean I'm making a claim for jugs. I don't. The claims can be separated, like chitin and sorin. The claim can be separated.
These things are semantics.
Yeah, and not Akhenami.
No, but it could be his own jug.
You want to do pickle instead? So okay, so Elahacha b'may eskinon. So what are we dealing with in our case over here? What's the case? The Amrale, the Toveya says, and I have to make this work according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, right? To make it according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said Tonochitim Soorim that it's two separate claims, and we just proved that oil and the cans can be two separate things. So why by the oil in the cans, according to Hanan, according to Admon, do you have to take a shvua? And by Chizvan Sorum, you do not have to take a shvua. So Ella Hacha b'mayaskinon, the Amalei, the Toveya says to the Nitva, Asara Kadei Shemen Yishu Yatzacha. I have 10 barrels full of oil. I make a claim on both. The Nitva says, listen, Shemon lo ha'idvar me'olam. You never lent me Shemon. Kankanim nami, and by the barrels also, Chamisha islach, the Chamisha leslach. It was only 5. Okay? So here there's a machlokas. So Adman Omer, yesh b'loshon zeh l'shon kankanim. When I said asara kadeh Shemon, that included the barrels, so therefore the barrels were included. So I was modem mixas in part of the taina, and therefore I have to swear on the modem mixas. And once I swear on the modem mixas, I'm swearing on the rest within Gilgul Shur. I just attach the Shur. Migo de kamishtabe kankanim mishtabe nami Shemon al yedei Gilgul. Right, you can roll over new shavuos. Rabban Savri, ain't belashon zed loshon kankanim. When I say kadim shemen, that did not include kadim. It just means it's just a volume. It's a volume claim. So therefore, what I made a claim. Say outside, I made a claim of 10 barrels, the volume of 10 barrels of oil, and you say I owe you 10 barrels. So it's not even minataina. Therefore, there's no shua. Right, Rabbanan Savi ain belashon zeh loshon kankanim. Mashatano lo hodlo. What he claims, he didn't admit. And mashahodlo lo tano. What he admitted, he didn't claim. Therefore, he's pater. Okay, stop here. Yeah, it is a different case. We're making the yukimta in the Mishnah, so it answers.
But the case keeps on evolving.
The case is evolving in order to answer the Mishnah.